This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Indeed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Verily, it is not the external eyes that go blind, it is the qulub, the hearts, the qulub inside of our chests that go blind. And we need to, through the tazkiyah processes, to remove the clouds and the veils and to heal the blindness and the coarseness and the harshness and the different ailments, examples of which I mentioned earlier: arrogance, delusion, ostentation, hate, violence, ignorance, shirk. We need to remove all of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and before that Allah azza wa jal said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, verily, by dhikr of Allah, hearts attain tuma'nina. They attain that stillness, that balance, serenity and tranquility, like a beautiful still pond or lake of water. As when we come here, we experience those things in Allah's creation. We come here to experience all nature in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we set ourselves in harmony with this nature in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah teaches us. The qalb, therefore, the qalb's healing, the qalb would change from a condition that is turbulent and wavy and murky and stained, and that's not tuma'nina, into the state of tuma'nina, of stillness and khushu' and quietude and serenity and tranquility when it is in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. أَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةً أَلَا وَإِنَّ سَقَالَةَ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in an authentic hadith, which means everything has a means by which to be cleansed. And the means of cleansing and purging and purifying, that is, of the heart, is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, or a companion has taught, differences between whether this text is mawquf and marfu', there are both variances, it is most likely marfu' as well, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that shaytan, inna shaytana jathimun ala qalbi ibn Adam. Shaytan is ever watchful over the heart of a human being. Idha ghafala waswas. If the human being is in ghafla, shaitan whispers and unleashes his legions and attacks. And that's perhaps when we have a mode of a shaitani qalb, of a shaitani nafs. And then he continues to say, وَإِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَنَسْ. And then if that habit, that qalb is in dhikr of Allah, khanas disappears. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. وَسْوَاس, خَنَّاس. إِذَا غَفَلْنَا عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَسْوَاس. إِذَا ذَكَرْنَا اللَّهَ خَنَس. If we are in ghafla, if we're not in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, shaytan attacks, waswas. If we are in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, shaytan khanas, disappears and runs away. Tafakkur, tadabbur, pondering and reflection in the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the miracles of Allah Azza wa Jal, miracles in the lines and the pages of nature, and in the lines of the Qur'an. These are the ayat. An ayah of the Qur'an is called an ayah. It's not a verse. We translate it as a verse, but it's not a verse of poetry. There is a verse of poetry, but not an ayah of poetry. Verse is, in my opinion, a misrendering of the word ayah. Ayah is itself a miracle, Every ayah is a miracle. Pondering the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, as I said, the ayat in creation, the ayat inside of us, the ayat on the pages of the Quran are means by which we attain that we nourish and we nurture our qulub, and there is more to say as well, inshallah ta'ala.